USA Radio News with Dan Kirby.
Congressman Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania is asking the Supreme Court to nullify the certification of the election in his state. Kelly is asking for an emergency order that would reverse last week's certification of former Vice President Joe Biden's win. He also filed with the court to hear an appeal of his lawsuit regarding the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. His suit, which was denied in state courts, said that the Pennsylvania legislature violated the state's constitution when they changed mail-in voting rules. And the CDC will change its guidelines for quarantining close contacts of those who tested positive for coronavirus. Multiple reports say the new recommendations will cut the self-isolation time from 14 days to 7 with a negative test, or 10 with no test. The director of the CDC reportedly informed Vice President Mike Pence that the changes would be coming soon. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation, demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled a plan Tuesday for a $900 billion coronavirus relief package. Senator says the bill provides money for small businesses, schools, a boost to unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. The New Hampshire Democrat tells Fox News it's a work of compromise.
This is a targeted bill. It's not as much as most Democrats think we need to be investing for relief. It's more than most of the Republicans think we should be doing. But that's the nature of compromise. And so this is a bipartisan bill. We don't have time to waste here. And it's something that we believe could pass our chamber and in the House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already rejected that proposal, saying that he wants a targeted bill that President Trump will sign.
And this government is in place for sure for the next month. And I think the place to start is, are we actually making a law or are we just making a point?
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates?
Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require
credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Georgia Secretary of State says he's investigating voter fraud. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And things remained unchanged on top of the latest college football playoff rankings. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State remained in the top four spots, with Texas A&M at 5, Florida at 6, and Cincinnati at 7. Iowa State was the only new entrant into the top 10 following their win over Texas. Northwestern was the only team to fall out of the top 10, down to number 14 after their upset loss to Michigan State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.